Gibbon is now working at the quantitative handling of his preparation with a special reference to its distinctive effects upon different types of constitution. He then hopes to find a retarder which will dilute its present rather excessive potency. The retarder will, of course, have the reverse effect of the accelerator. Used alone, it should enable the patient to spread a few seconds over very many hours of ordinary time, and so to maintain an apathetic inaction, a glacier-like absence of alacrity, amidst the most animated or irritating surroundings. The two things together must necessarily work an entire revolution in civilized existence. It is the beginning of our escape from that time garment of which Carlyle speaks. While this accelerator will enable us to concentrate ourselves with tremendous impact upon any moment or occasion that demands our utmost sense and vigour, the retarder will enable us to pass in passive tranquillity through infinite hardship and tedium.